Great Australian World War II Stories, written by John Gatfield and read by Jim Daly. Three weeks after Emperor Hirohito had announced his surrender, we were forward company astride the Beaufort Tenom Railway in British North Borneo. On our right ran the swift muddy river. On our left stood the steep muddy hills. Beyond a tributary stream, spanned by a bomb-shattered bridge, the Jap also waited. Neither side crossed the bridge. It wasn't done. Ready for the expected NIP envoys, who had erected a reception tent a few chains forward, our reception party had been issued with nice new jungle greens, which they were ordered to wear continually in order to turn out smart and smartly. This day, the brigadier and the battalion CO paid us an informal visit, and with the company commander, climbed the high hill where a platoon was posted. The company signaller was alone in the orderly room. The phone buzzed, and he answered. An excited voice panted, "The NIPs are coming in!" Shouting the information to the acting CSM, the SIG rang the hilltop platoon. The platoon runner answered, "Tell the boss the NIPs are coming in. Yell it," was the message. The runner did as he was told. Everyone heard him. An ordered turmoil erupted in the company lines as prepared positions were manned. The reception party moved out, but not in their spotless new jungle greens. Naturally, these were all in the wash. The SIG took a hasty look up the track. There, at attention, stood four little men, unarmed, in drab uniforms, beneath a dejected flag, stark white amid the surrounding green. Facing them, with Owen guns at the ready, stood four big men, above whom was flaunted the vivid colours of the Australian ensign. The SIG went back to his phone. The brigadier and the colonel came in quietly. They waited in silence. The blue ensign returned, and the company commander, whose mud-yellow strides indicated that he had tobogganed down the hill, saluted as he handed over a large sealed envelope addressed to GOC 9th Australian Division. "A major representing the general commanding 37th Jap Army," he explained. He said his only duty was to deliver this. He then asked permission to return to his own lines. We never learned fully what was contained in the document thus delivered, and another 12 long days passed before Major General Akashi handed over his treasured sword at Beaufort. But factually, on that unforgettable afternoon of 5th of September 1945, to one rifle company of an AIF battalion was surrendered a Japanese army.